Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, we're coming back to Wisconsin. The heck with foreign policy for the moment. The heck with Oregon for the moment. Wisconsin. The Republican legislature has exceeded itself in the damage it's causing to Wisconsin. A number of things I'm going to start. We start with federal aid, the money jeopardized as a result of what the Republicans did with the budget. Remember, Tony Evers had put in a very, very solid education budget to increase funding for education. Because remember something, I mean, these schools have been pounded. Last year, most of them virtual. Then when they were virtual, you had to put up computer systems and figure a lot of things out. When they came back, you had to clean the classrooms and all that. You heard in our prior show that about over $1 billion was being jeopardized by the Republicans because they were only adding an additional small amount of money for schools, and they were going to snarf up. They were going to snarf up the COVID relief money that had been set for other purposes for education. And the federal government has a law. It's a law enforceable that says you can't use COVID relief money to relieve your budget. If you do, you lose it. And everybody goes, oh, well, it's only $1 billion. Well, El Rongo just came out. It's $2.3 billion. The Republicans are going to give up $2.3 billion, having already given up $1 billion for trains, $1 billion for Medicaid, promised Foxconn $4.5 billion, and now they're going to give up $2.3 billion because they want to incentivize the school districts. These people are economically illiterate. The other thing they're pointing to, we also said on the show the other day, that there will be $4.4 billion in new revenue that wasn't anticipated. And you know what the Republicans want to do? They just want to grab that and apply it to things that the feds cut us off on. So they're going to give up $2.3 billion and try to snarf down the new revenue that should be used for education. It should be used to build up the University of Wisconsin system. It should be used for building up public education in the state, for environmental cleanup, and forever chemicals, for instance, which we're going to get to shortly. This is what they have done. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Top of the morning, Jim, Matt. Say, I love watching news every morning just to get a feel for what's going on. And I came up with something this morning that I think makes the right statement. All Democrats, if they got a spine bone, they will stand up to the radical right and say enough's enough, no more investigations. The only investigating we're going to do, we're going to start with January 6th and clean house, get rid of all the conspirators, co-conspirators and all that. And then we're going to go to the two impeachment trials where witnesses were blocked. When people were sequestered, it was ignored. They did everything to block two impeachments. It's on the record. It's a fact.
Right.
They can't deny it. And then on top of that, as far as the validity of them even being a viable political group, and I'm not talking about Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. I'm talking about the right-wing radicals. They haven't produced one bill, one idea, where the American public said, now they're getting to work. So that being the case, I think all Democrats, I'm going to call people I know, and say, look, you got to start giving these guys any credibility. This idea of chasing Fauci only to cover for Trump's 500,000 dead because they were because they were agenda-driven to get, deflect them away from that goofball. Well, the game's over. They insult our intelligence, yours, mine, and everybody else by all distractive BS. They're trying to pull. They're not dealing with stupid people. Now, they've got some stupid people on their side, but the Looney Tunes are over. This is enough. Enough's enough. They kill people. They storm the Capitol. They are no longer a viable group. We investigate them. We don't give any. We refuse to testify to all this garbage they're pulling up because we give them credibility when we get involved in it, and they have no credibility. So thanks again for letting me speak my piece, and you have a great weekend. Take care.
Great call, Bill. Listen, thanks very much. Let me build on that. You know, Bill, when you're talking about prosecuting of January 6th, a lot of people go, Well, Ron Johnson said, well, they were just good folks. They loved the police. If this had been Black Lives Matter, I would have been scared. That's what Ron Johnson said, our senator. And then this guy, Andy Clyde, he's an idiot, right-wing idiot from Georgia, goes, well, it was just like tourists. They were beating cops, punching them in the face. They stood there passively because they realized that if they drew their weapons, it would be turned on them. They punched cops in the face and the stomach, knocked them on the ground, beat them with poles, and dragged them down the stairs with their heads bumping on the stairs, okay? They gouged the cop's eye out. He's not getting it back. They stabbed another one with a pole. 17 of them are still injured, can't go back to work, and that's going back to January 6th. They're injured. One woman got shot, an insurrectionist. Another was trampled to death by insurrectionists. Brian Sicknick, squirted in the face with bear spray, had a stroke the next day and died. Five people died as a result of that insurrection. And you have people in the Republican Party like Ron Johnson and Andy Clyde of Georgia, and there are only a handful of them. There's another 30 or 40 of them that have said similar things, that have minimized it, say they love the cops. You don't love a cop if you poke his eye out. And Bill Economowoc is exactly on the money, exactly on the money. Merrick Garland has got to step up to the plate, and Biden's got to light a fire under this guy. You know, there are a number of things, and this is a separate topic, but the fact is, why is he not bringing lawsuits on these voting rights atrocities that are going on in all the states? They're leaving it up to the ACLU and a few other people who have limited resources. These are a violation of federal law. For instance, I'll give you one example. Cyber Ninja was given original ballots and voting machines. That is illegal. It's a violation of federal law. Why did our Justice Department not go in for an injunction? Because what happened is some locals did with local lawyers, and a Republican judge said, no, I'm going to let them do it. And it wasn't appealed. Why didn't Merrick Garland go into federal court, not state court? Federal courts are appointed for life, not a state court judge that is depending on the favor of the governor or the state legislature, and put a stop to it. And now it just was announced, Wisconsin, the Republicans in the legislature are sending observers down to watch it to see if it should be done in Wisconsin. And this is proliferating. And they're also going to Michigan. Everybody goes, oh, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia. Forget it. I'm talking Wisconsin. I'm talking Michigan. So where is it? So Bill of Economowoc is exactly right. There should be, and Adam Schiff called for this yesterday, there should be an investigation of this crooked subpoenaing of Adam Schiff's relatives and of Adam Schiff and of Eric Swalwell and of Eric Swalwell's relatives. It was crooked, trying to set him up to stop the impeachment. That is a conspiracy. That is a conspiracy in bad faith to break the law. And it should be prosecuted. Bill is right. It's not the only thing that should be prosecuted. These voting atrocities can be prosecuted by the Attorney General. Why isn't he doing it? Why is he defending Donald Trump against E. Jean Carroll, whom Donald Trump is alleged to have raped? She's being sued for defamation, and the Justice Department is defending him. Are you kidding me? He's not president anymore. He's a private citizen. Private citizen. Justice Barnes should not be defending him. Somebody has got to say to Merrick Garland, you know, you're a fine chap and all that. You're Attorney General. I want to see you be more like Bobby Kennedy, okay? All right, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.